Sunrise with Shona, Hot 102.7.
Good morning, beautiful people of God. You're listening to Sunrise with Shona on the mighty Hot 102.7, and it is so lovely to be with you this morning. I wonder how you all are and what sort of week you had. Today is actually my favorite day of all time. It's Pentecost Sunday, the day on which we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. One of the priests who's worked with me for a long time will tell you, give Pentecost to Shona. I love the excitement, the power, the miracle of being a temple of the Holy Spirit. Before I look at the reading from Acts chapter 2, I would really encourage you to read Acts for yourself. We're only in chapter 2, and we've already seen Jesus ascending, the beginnings of the new church, and the election of an apostle to replace Judas, and now we have the coming of the Holy Spirit. The disciples have been told by Jesus to go and wait for power from on high. One of the things I've learnt on this path with God is to wait. Sometimes I'm not so patient. I'm sure the disciples would rather have received the Holy Spirit immediately and not had to wait, but as we're going to see, God's timing is always perfect. When I get impatient, I remind myself of what it was like when I was pregnant. We aren't supposed to decide to take the babies out before time unless something is wrong. Taking the baby out too soon wouldn't be good for the baby at all. And I always pray for the prem babies when I go and pray with new moms. It must be so stressful. In the same way, we have to have faith that God's timing is perfect and we need to wait, sometimes as the disciples had to. Reading now from Acts chapter 2, and I'm going to unpack it as we go. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now just imagine today that we're all together in one place, waiting for something, this power from on high, not sure what that means, and still hiding from the Jews and the Roman authorities, trying to avoid being arrested and crucified. And suddenly we hear the sound like a hurricane. That's how I sort of imagine it. It fills the whole room that we're in. And this year we have had spectacular storms in Gauteng, and I imagine it's that sort of sound. And I think all of us may be a little disturbed, if not frightened. Then on each person, all of us together, something that looks like a tongue of fire comes to rest on us. Now I definitely think we would have been worried, concerned, amazed perhaps. What is this? Just imagine what it was like for them. And then all of them, and I want to stress all of them, were filled with the Holy Spirit. Today, all who believe, all who ask, are filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a free gift for all of us. On that note, coming up next on the Mighty Hot 102.7, oh, let the Son of God enfold you.
Sunrise with Shona, Hot 102.7.
Oh, let the Son of God enfold you on the Mighty Hot 102.7. Good morning. You're listening to Reverend Shona from St. Mark's Anglican Church on this Pentecost Sunday, celebrating the coming of the Holy Spirit. We're going through Acts chapter 2, and we've just had the disciples all huddled together in the upper room, being filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in other tongues. Then we are told that there were a whole lot of people staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them all declaring the wonders of God in our own tongue." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Now let's pause for a moment. This particular gift of speaking in tongues, in other languages, was given for a very particular reason at exactly the right time, so that all these people who were in Jerusalem could hear the word, the message in their own language. When I look on another Sunday at the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we will look at the different gifts of tongues. But I want to remind us here that there are many, many gifts, and speaking in tongues is just one of them. And for me, speaking in a different language in tongues is just one of them. I've never spoken in a foreign language that someone else has recognized, But I do find the gift particularly helpful when someone is ill and I don't know what to pray, or in my own prayers with God. So God chooses the exact right time to anoint the disciples when all the people from all over are there, ensuring that they're going to hear that good news in their own tongue and carry it home with them, thus spreading the good news. Now, do you see what I mean about God's perfect timing? When we are told that they could then go home to their places with this good news that they've heard in their own tongue. We are then told some, however, made fun of them and said, they've had too much wine. And last week I looked at how we are not of this world, we belong to God, but we live in the world, and the world will come against us. And for me, this is another example of that. Peter then addresses the crowd and says, fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. In other words, they wouldn't have been drinking so early in the morning. Now, he says, this is what is spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness, the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And he goes on to say, fellow Israelites, to this Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you, and through him, as you yourselves know. And then he goes on to quote David and says, David said, I saw the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life, and you will fill me with joy in your presence. As we listen to those promises, those prophecies from David and from Joel, again we are promised that God will pour God's Spirit out on everyone, young and old and all genders, on every one of us, because we are all of equal value to God. And then we will all receive different gifts and we will see wonders and miracles. In other words, we are reassured that we who call on the name of God will be saved, and God will present with us and be present with us and fill us with joy. And no matter what, we will stand firm and not be shaken, because we are in God and God is in us. Coming up now on the Mighty Heart 1027, Here I Am to Worship.
Sunrise with Shona, Hot 1027.
Here I Am to Worship on the Mighty Hot 1027. Good morning, you're listening to Sunrise with Shona, and you've just joined me. It's great to be with you. Today I'm looking at Pentecost Sunday, and I've started by looking at Acts chapter 2. What we've seen so far is that we've seen the disciples waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit. We've been told of the noise and the tongues of fire resting on everyone. We've been told about sharing the good news in other languages, and how God's timing is perfect, even when we get impatient waiting for God. We have been promised that God is going to pour God's Spirit out on all of us, on every one of us, because we are all of equal value to God, and that we will receive different gifts, and we will see wonders and miracles. We are reassured that all who call on the name of God will be saved, and God will be present with us and fill us with joy. And no matter what, we will stand firm and not be shaken, because we are in God and God is in us. Peter then continues, fellow Israelites, he says, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet, and he knew that God had promised him an oath that he would place one of his descendants on the throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. God raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit that is now being poured out on you, that you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. And of course, we just need to remember who David was, that he was a king, that he was persecuted by Saul, and that he had tremendous victories, even when his numbers were small and the people he was coming against were huge. Therefore, let Israel, all Israel, be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter, Brothers, what shall we do? And Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will also receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. Repent and be baptized, says Peter, and you will receive the Holy Spirit. I think we need to remember that. We need to repent, we need to ask, and we will receive. With many other words, he warned them and pleaded with them, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and this is the point I want to make. About 3,000 were added to their number in one day. They didn't have billboards, they didn't have fancy sound systems, they didn't have PA, they didn't have anything really to spread the news except these few disciples that were sharing the good news in everyone's language, and 3,000 were added in one day. We are then told that the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer, and everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All believers were together and had everything in common. So when we look at this, we see this power of the Holy Spirit coming upon all the believers, all of them filled with the Holy Spirit, all repenting, 3,000 in one day added to their number. So we've gone from the original 11 with the addition of Matthew to make it 12, and now we have 3,000. And as we look at the power of the Holy Spirit, I just want to quickly mention three more facts, three truths of the Holy Spirit for us to understand the power of the Holy Spirit. When we look at the three truths of the Holy Spirit, for me it is the Holy Spirit's permanent presence with us. There's only one thing that we can do that can cause the Holy Spirit to leave us, and I believe that is to deny Jesus. And so the rest of the time we are assured that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with us. The dynamic power of the Holy Spirit, and we see this in the fact that they could speak in other languages and that 3,000 were added to their number. And in our own lives we should see the power of the Holy Spirit being manifest within us. And then the third truth for me is the affirming will of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does what is good for us and for God's kingdom. So we have no need to fear. God wants what is best for us, and we need to trust in that. We also need to, of course, wait on God, because God's timing is perfect. So when we look at the coming of the Holy Spirit and Pentecost Sunday, let us celebrate the dynamic power, God's affirming will for us, and God's permanent presence with us through the power of the Holy Spirit living in and through us. And therefore, we have nothing to fear. We will be able to stand firm. And that gift is a free gift for all of us. To wrap up this morning, Amazing Grace and Eagle's Wings. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great week. And if you need to get hold of me, you can do so on shona@hot1027.co.za.
Sunrise with Shona, Hot 1027.